America Extension Almanac.
UNL's on-farm research program has been going strong for over 30 years. Extension educator Laura Thompson talks about the origins of the program and the types of studies and data that are available to producers in the state.
The on-farm research efforts actually got started back around 1989, 1990, in kind of a formal setting within Nebraska Extension. And there was a group of, I believe, 12 growers that signed up to be the pilot participants, and they were located in Saunders County. And each of those growers identified a comparison that they wanted to make. So at that time, a lot of them, those comparisons were things like tillage versus no-till. And so they identified some comparison that was relevant to their operation and agreed to do that study for 3 years. So they wanted to see, of course, not just, you know, we all know in agriculture that each year is unique and different, and we can't generally make strong conclusions after just 1 year of looking at something. So they all saw the value of that and signed up to look at that for 3 years. And so it was a very successful start to the program. Those growers really had good experience. It was a good partnership with local agronomists, with Extension. And so that was really the beginning. And then efforts began in surrounding counties throughout the state. And then in 2012, we really brought together all those efforts under what is now known as the Nebraska On-Farm Research Network. The study topics are a huge variety. And so that's something that's really fun about the program. So we encourage producers to identify things that are important to their operation or questions that they have. And so that could be a different practice that they've been considering. Like I mentioned, the example with no-till, that being kind of an example from the 1989 initial cohort there. But there's a lot of other practices, variable rate soybean seeding, moving to earlier soybean planting date, timing of nitrogen management on corn, use of nitrogen on soybeans, implementing cover crops. So there's lots of questions related to different practices and also related to products. So there's so many products that are available for producers with varying claims. And so this is a great way for them to really put those to the test and find out what the impact of those products are before adopting those across all their acres. A lot of the ones that I am excited about are where producers are leveraging the precision ag technologies that they already have in their operation and putting those to use to collect some really valuable research data that is going to help them make better decisions across all their acres for many years to come. So for example, I mentioned soybean seeding rate. Those with a variable rate planter we can easily set up prescriptions to test varying rates in different portions of the field. And that can all happen on the go as the producer is planting that field. And then we help with extracting the data, the yield data, and making meaningful conclusions out of that. We also had several similar kind of approaches done with nitrogen management on corn. And those have been really valuable and interesting results in the last couple of years. So again, the producers had the variable rate nitrogen or variable rate fertilizer capabilities, and we put together prescriptions for them that allow them to test little blocks of different fertilizer rates on small areas within the field. And then we're able to determine what was the optimum nitrogen rate in these different portions of the field. And I think there were some really surprising results, a lot of opportunities for producers to cut back on nitrogen in different areas of the field, and also better understanding of how they might use that variable rate technology in the future. What areas of the field needed more? What needed less? How can they better distribute that input?
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent CropWatch podcast. To hear the entire interview, go to cropwatch.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.